Welcome to Through the Word, leading you on a journey through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. Today, Chris Langham guides us through the New Testament book of Luke. Now to Pastor Chris.
Luke chapter 5 today on Through the Word, where Jesus calls his first disciples. Jesus had been preaching and healing and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom. Now for the first time, we see Jesus called disciples. For us, we will find the very simple heart of what it means to be a Christian. It begins with Jesus preaching the word of God at verse 1. One day as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, with the people crowding around him and listening to the word of God, he saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. This is Simon's boat, Simon who would later become Peter. It seems to be a coincidence that his boat just happened to be there, but Jesus had a huge plan. God's plans for us often start small. At verse 4, things get moving in the right direction. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets." Remember that Simon is a fisherman by trade. This is what he does. He didn't catch anything all night. But he's starting to trust this teacher named Jesus. Simon takes his very first step of faith, trusting Jesus at his word. It seems little, but it will be the first step on a great journey. And one little step of faith led to one big catch of fish, so much that it almost sank two boats. This is a big day for someone who fishes for a living. Everyone is ecstatic, but suddenly reality clicks for Simon at verse 8. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." Peter understands. He gets a glimpse of who Jesus is, and it overwhelms him. Two boatloads of fish is amazing, but what about the one who commands the fish? That's what this is really about. In verse 10, then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch men." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. Now consider that. For these fishermen, this was a huge day at work. They just caught two boatloads of fish, but they realized that it wasn't about the fish. They seek the giver instead of the gifts. They leave everything and follow him. And this is the heart of what it means to be a Christian. To each of his disciples, Jesus said these simple words, "Follow me." But understand that you can't follow Jesus without first leaving everything else. Try to keep it all and you'll find yourself dragging two boatloads of stinky fish and falling way off the pace with Jesus. Moving on to verse 17, we find one of my favorite miracle stories. Jesus is preaching in an overcrowded house and some men hear about it. Men with a good friend who can't walk, a paralytic. At verse 18, some men came carrying a paralytic man on a mat and tried to take him into the house to lay him before Jesus. When they could not find a way to do this because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on his mat through the tiles into the middle of the crowd right in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven." It says that Jesus saw their faith. How did he see their faith? Was it an aura or a glow? No, he saw their faith by their deeds. And the words he says are striking. "Friend, your sins are forgiven." Now that is a huge statement to make. Forgiving sins is no little thing. We might forget it as we hear it so often in church, but the Pharisees get it. At verse 21, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law began thinking to themselves, "Who is this fellow who speaks blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" They call it blasphemy because only God can forgive sins, and as Jesus claims to forgive them, he's claiming to be God. And they're correct. At verse 22, Jesus knew what they were thinking and asked, "Why are you thinking these things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven or to say get up and walk?" That's a great question. Which one is easier? Of course, it's easier to say your sins are forgiven because no one knows if it actually worked. But truly forgiving sins is much harder to do. Now, it's harder to say get up and walk because then everything's on the line. If the guy doesn't get up and walk, they know you're a fake. And then Jesus goes on at verse 24, "But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralyzed man, "I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home." Jesus wants to do this so that you may know. It's all about knowing. Knowing what? Knowing that Jesus has authority to forgive sins. That's the main purpose of this miracle, of all the miracles in the Bible, that you may know. God wants you to know, to be convinced that Jesus has the authority to forgive sins. So Jesus says, "Get up." And the lame man got up. Then in verse 27, Jesus calls an awful sinner to be a disciple. The man's name is Levi. He's a tax collector, the worst kind of traitor to the Jews, taking money from his own people and giving it to the enemy, the Romans, and stealing all he wants for himself in the process. At verse 27, after this, Jesus went out and saw a tax collector by the name of Levi sitting at his tax booth. "Follow me," Jesus said to him. And Levi got up, left everything, and followed him. There's those two words again, "follow me," the very essence of being a Christian. This man Levi later became Matthew, the disciple who wrote the Gospel of Matthew. He left everything right there at his tax booth and followed Jesus. Levi is so excited about following Jesus that he throws a party. And who does he invite? His friends, of course, who happen to be pretty awful sinners as well. Now the Pharisees don't understand. They ask Jesus, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" The Pharisees just can't understand God's love for sinners. After 2,000 years, we still have trouble grappling with this reality that God loves the bad guys too. That Jesus would go to a party with the jocks and the jerks, the heartless and the addicts, the womanizers and liars and worse. The tax collectors were not just well-meaning accidental sinners. They were greedy corporate thieves. They were sick people. And Jesus came to save and to heal the sick. At verse 31, Jesus answered them, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." You catch that word, repentance? Jesus was not saying, "Hey, they're cool. I can hang out with anyone. Just chill." He came to change them. He came to save them and heal them. Read Luke chapter 5 today. Remember God's love for sinners, his authority to proclaim your sins forgiven, and hear his invitation when he calls you to leave everything and follow him.
Join us next time on Through the Word as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. Start your own journey through the Bible with our web and mobile apps at throughtheword.org. Our apps are free and free to share, so tell your friends and take the journey together. Chris Langham is the founder of Through the Word Ministries in Diamond Head, Mississippi. You can find information and links for all of our teachers on the website. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.